it sounds pretty innovative.
Yeah, we're going to take a couple days at the beginning of the week, Monday through Wednesday, to get our teachers ramped up with online learning. But we had been looking ahead to this for a few weeks and making some preparations. And so beginning next Thursday, our students are going to do online learning. And we definitely anticipate that it's going to look different than face-to-face instruction. So it's not going to be the same. But there's also ways in which it can be different and better. And so we just really feel strongly that it's important to give students some structure and predictability during what's a very scary time, to give them something to do. And even if 90% of our students are able to access and complete it, that's good learning for those 90% of kids. And so we want to provide parents with the service of having their kids have something meaningful to do. We want to help our students get whatever learning they can. And we'll just keep moving forward together as a community as new things develop.
Will you stay online as long as it takes?
That's the plan right now. You know, we're living hour to hour like everybody else, but there are some really good best practices that are embedded in this process, and we're going to learn through it and take some of them away. But we do feel really strongly that it's a good way to prepare for what comes next because we don't know. And so if closures last longer than what's currently slated through April 6th, we're going to already be set to do really exceptional learning with our kids.